Well, hey, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Faith and Friends.
Faith
I'm
and
your
friends.
Host, your friend, huh?
Faith and Friends. That's
Faith good. And Friends. You're Let's more go. Than a friend, but let me finish my intro
Sorry,
first
babe.
So I can intro
I'm excited.
You. I know, I'm excited, too. I'm actually, like, nervous.
It's okay,
okay
don't
let
be,
me finish.
Don't be.
I'm your friend, your host. We're about to change my name. Okay, I'm the friend, the host, and your sister in Christ, Georgia Brown, almost Williams.
Yeah.
And today?
Why did I just do that? Yeah.
He's nervous, y'all. It's his first time. Y'all.
I don't like this. Everybody knows I don't.
This is going to be so fun.
So it's all good.
As you can hear, today we're not just talking to a friend. We're talking to the fiancé.
Show that ring.
Eep.
There you go.
Isn't it so beautiful? You did so good on this ring, baby.
God is good.
No, seriously.
No, thank God.
Yeah. No, seriously. Thank you, Lord. Like the Lord... not only knew the desire of my heart with you and even with the ring, every detail, like he truly does delight in the details, and it's far greater than I could have asked, thought about, or imagined. And I pray that you feel a similar type of way.
I do.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And so, honestly, before we dive in, we wanted to share with you our story because we were private all of the 9.5 months up into our engagement.
Babe, it's been 9.
It was 9?
No, I'm saying like it's been 9 months.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. The Lord has been doing a beautiful thing that he's been birthing in and through us. And there's so much beauty in privacy.
Yeah.
But before we even dive in, my heart, I've really felt strongly this morning when I was spending time with the Lord preparing for just getting to hang out with y'all was we wanted to just pray before we dive in, because I know that even talking about this, people listening, it can be a lot. It can be a lot of, well, I wish I was in that season. There can be, even the enemy can take a good thing and try to bring in jealousy or whatever it may be, or a longing in a way that is not fruitful, or comparison, anything. We just want to shut all of those doors before it happens, because I've been that girl, like watching the videos, wishing it was me. And so I just want you to know I see your heart. I love your heart. And I thank you for celebrating us in this season and on our journey. And so, yeah, before we dive in, I would just love to pray. Lord God, thank you so much for this beautiful time together. I thank you for even this day to be able to come together with our friends near, far, all around the world and down the street to be able to share what you've been doing in and through our life. Truly, it is nothing without you. We are here for you. It is by you, through you, that all things are made possible and made. And so, Lord God, we just pray that this time would honor and glorify you, that our friends listening would be encouraged, that they would be sharpened, and that they would just see the goodness of the Lord in and through every seam of this tapestry that you have been creating, honestly, not just 9 months ago, but before the foundations of the world, as you thought of us. God, I thank you for the trials, the triumphs, the joys, and the heartache that has brought us to this moment together. It is truly all for our good and for your utmost glory. And so, Lord, I thank you for Ryan. I thank you for each and every friend that's listening. I just bind and break any scheme of the enemy that may try to come against to steal, kill, or destroy. And God, I thank you for the abundant life of Jesus that you have given us through the blood and the resurrection of his perfect and blameless life. So God, may the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be pleasing to you in your sight, God. And may all of this conversation fall on good soil of all of our friends listening. I pray that you would bless them abundantly, be with their friendships, their relationships, with their marriages, future marriages, and any friendship that they have. God, I just pray that this would be a sweet, blessed time together. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So it was fall of 2022.
Yeah.
It was a Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was the day we met. And
you had those overalls on.
I did. You remember what I wore?
It's the black overalls. You had that. I keep calling it a conductor hat.
That's it's what like it, a trucker hat. Yeah.
You did. I don't think you had a bandana on. You may have.
I may have. It was my yellow. Like, y'all know that's my jam. Color. That's my color. And we were leading worship together. Yeah. We met at church. Like, I did not think of all places I would meet my man at church. Like, that's like the dream, right?
No, that was the written rule of not wanting. I didn't want my girl to come from the church that I'm part of.
Really?
I wanted to, like, always have the story of, like, bringing her in and she falls in love with the church.
Oh, wow.
That was, like, always saying, or, like, you know, she's from the streets or whatever.
And from the streets, and then she found Jesus, and
yeah,
then, oh!
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, no, yeah, that did not happen,
no,
huh?
No,
no. No. So,
the Lord gave me his best, so.
Oh, the Lord gave me his best. Yeah. And so we literally met at church. Leading worship on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it was my first time leading worship at the church that we were both a part of. You were already up there like for a few months leading worship. And little old me comes in.
Leading worship on drums. Let them make
yeah,
clear.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You weren't
some
singing.
Some people think.
Yeah,
I'm
you were on the
else.
Drums and yes. I was singing background vocals. And then I was gone for the next 5 weeks as I was working on Karen Kingsbury's film, Someone Like You, which was so fun and one of the best experiences of my entire life.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
And I loved it. I loved being on a film set. I did miss church, though, and I wasn't there for 5 weeks. And I genuinely thought, like, am I ever going to leave worship there again? Like, for real, you know? I'm, like, gone. Didn't really remember meeting you that first time. And my mind at this point wasn't thinking about a guy, like, honestly.
And your hair was so long.
My hair was. It was, like, all the way down to my rear end.
Gosh, it was crazy.
I had long hair, Georgia, with her overalls. And so 5 weeks later, I come back, and it's mid-November. And then we started leading worship together every week, kind of talking just in between set, but not, like, deep. It was just more
but
in passing.
It's so wild because I think, like, how beautiful the Lord works was if we go back to even from your side to my side on what was walking through my journey, like, the Lord was, like, I was in the middle of a fast, and the Lord told me my wife was going to come and was preparing me.
Tell me about that.
And
tell
I didn't,
us all about
I didn't, oh my gosh. And I didn't know exactly who and what. So, I was talking to a couple girls.
Like four.
To calm down.
Ryan was talking to like four girls. Like, for real. And like little innocent me, like, this is something Ryan said to me one time that I was shook about. This was during this time. This was before we were talking. He said, so how did you phrase it? You said, do guys come in your DMs?
Yeah, I knew you were popular and saw what you were doing. And I was like, man, guys have to be in your DM. And you said, if guys are in my DM, I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you're doing something right.
No, I just, if there was a guy in my DM, like, I didn't want to ever post anything provocative. Yeah. I didn't want to ever give off this vibe that I was desperate or searching, or because that is such a segue to lust and to just the things of this world. Like, when you asked me that, I was like, oh, no. Like, if a boy DMs me,
You know, it's so wild because I think about that, even you saying that, like, I remember how distorted my thinking was, because it was like, if you didn't show a little skin, even as Christian, it's like you didn't show a little skin or like a modest, sexy, or a little like little
that word wasn't even in my vocabulary.
Yeah, and it was like when you didn't even show anything, I was like, man, that's kind of boring to see, not you,
boring.
but just like in general, like as a man in my mind, I was like, oh, I gotta see a little shoulder or something. Like, and I think, you know, that was a deeper rooted issue that the Lord had to start a healing process through. And I think that's when, during the fast, the Lord started bringing us together, but I started seeing the beauty in you. Mm-hmm. But the Lord started showing me the vision of who you were going to become. And it was beautiful.
And who I already was.
Yeah.
And that, like, you didn't think you wanted, but the Lord knew you needed.
And I know, like, we're jumping, but like, I had to meet you where you were at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I would have tried to get you to what the Lord was showing me, then you would miss out on your process, your journey. Yeah. And what the Lord is walking you through. I'm sorry, we're jumping a little too far.
No, this is so
far.
Good. It makes me want to cry.
No, I love you.
I love you. I'm thinking back to all this.
I already prayed this morning that I don't cry at some point.
I hope you do.
The Lord showed me
real
a vision.
Real men cry.
The Lord showed me a vision of me crying. I was like.
You're like.
Yeah. I was like, no, man.
But so that was in January when you heard from the Lord. So January 22, you heard from the
January Lord. January 22. I heard from the Lord
that your wife was coming.
Yeah.
And so
I remember what happened too.
You do?
I was just leaving the church. I just got done helping at the church, helped build our new building. And I got to I was home, and the Lord told me to fall on my knees. As soon as I got in the room, my house was empty. My house was just never empty at the time because I had roommates, but my house was empty. And I just went straight into my room and fell to my knees. Mm-hmm. And I told the Lord, I'll serve you. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll surrender. I surrender the ones for relationships. I surrender the girls that I was talking to. Like, Lord, just make a way for to remove them. And, you know, that's when I knew, when he spoke to me and told me, your wife's coming. Even at the top of my fast, he told me, your wife's coming, so I need to prepare for you. Because I was literally flying out to go see a girl.
And you were going to for Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's
Y'all,
Day.
This man bought a plane ticket to go see this girl.
To go see a girl. And the Lord, literally 30 minutes after I got the plane ticket, told me to cancel it. And I was really upset.
He said, if you go.
Yeah, if you go. Yeah.
It ain't going to be good.
It ain't going to be good. And
you can be honest on here.
Basically, he was like, she's going to get pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, nah. It was like, wow. And the Lord know, like, if anybody knows me, I know, you know, I love my baby boy. And I ain't trying
to. And we'll get to him. Yeah, we'll get to him. I can't wait to talk about baby boy.
I know, so.
And but yeah. So that also, I think, is a big fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear the Lord's voice and to either willfully obey or willfully disobey.
And even, I'm sorry, let me jump in here with this. Even for, like, single dads out there, like, that journey of being as a father, and I wasn't, when I say single father, I don't mean single as in the mother's not present. Like, my son's mom is very present. She is the one he's with 80% of the time, you know? So, like, you know, at the time, now it's more 50-50, but, like, it's 80% of the time he's with her. But as a father walking through having a son, you got to be the greatest example.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be that best example for him. I didn't want to have a trail of girls around him. And this person is this person, this person is this person. And he has to grow up with that lifestyle and that cycle and that pattern, and where he'll eventually look at that and be okay with it. And I didn't want that, you know? So it was just, I wanted to help me. But I wanted somebody that was going to be able to pour into him. So I'm sorry. I know we're jumping.
This is good.
Because that was all in my fast. All that was for my fast. It was for him finding somebody, him see me happy with somebody that I get to build my life with, and he's a part of that, and she loves him like her own.
Yes. So and we can just already
don't cry.
Talk about that.
No, we can. We got time.
We do. Hold my hand. So like we do have time. And in that January, I had already met him.
Yeah.
Like, because the crazy weekends you would have him.
Yeah.
You would bring him, so he would be with all the other kids. And it's so crazy to even think about this, but I always thought to myself, that kid is special.
Yeah.
Like, God's hand is on that kid.
No, like, for real,
like,
for real.
For real.
Like, I know everybody say, like, oh, God's, that's
like
my son.
My child.
Yeah,
No.
He's blessed. Like, no. Like, if you.
And
if
I can
you,
say that because he's not even mine. Like, I can say that, you
and,
know?
And you've seen it from two views, the outside view, and then you walk with him through life.
Yeah.
Like, you're his Miss Georgia. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And so that's always been a part. It's always been you and him. And I didn't know that I liked you at the time. Like, we're just doing life
and it's crazy
worship.
Yeah, and we just kept, I think, man, let's just fast forward a little bit, because because so much has happened in our personal lives to bring us together. So
let's talk March
because we love
there's
March.
Two and it's March,
March is where
well
it's
when
at.
This comes out, it'll be April, so we're at the end of March now, but a year ago March, there's two things I do want to bring up before we talk about the moment of, like, us realizing this is it. But do you remember that Wednesday night? Someone left a prayer request on the altar.
Guys, listen. Let me just say something before we dive into all this. Guys, I was all on Instagram, okay? Before she was tagging me.
I was posting all about
this. She was posting all about me through this process. I remember that moment. I was on stage.
Rehearsal was about to start.
I was sitting in a chair on stage. I believe it was stage left. And you were actually the steps by the stage, and it was a prayer,
and it just said on it,
it was a prayer request. Yeah,
and I was like, oh my gosh, someone left this. And sometimes you never know what someone's gonna leave at the
altar. You're about to give it somebody else.
Oh yeah, someone needs to pray for this.
And literally, I said, I'm sorry, baby, I'm doing you now. I'm being like you because you would normally like jump, like I said earlier. If y'all see me looking at Jay, it's because Jay walked with us through that. He was like, he was our accountability. We'll have Jay at some point talk about.
But what's so sweet is, you just looked at me with all the peace. And
that'd be the Lord, babe.
It was. Yeah. It was the Lord speaking through you to me, and you just said.
I wish he gave me a different voice though. When he speaks, he's like, I'm like, this is for you, and you know it's the Lord.
No.
But it doesn't work that way.
What if my voice changed and I was like, Riot? No.
It is like that sometimes. What are you saying? It is like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just playing.
But seriously, so here's what happened. Is you just looked at me with all the peace you had in you, and I felt the Lord on it.
Yeah.
You just said, that was for you.
Mm.
And it just hit. I was like, oh, okay. And
because I wasn't even paying attention that you had your whole war room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's a prayer closet, but it's your war room because you wore for everybody on the wall. Yeah.
So I took it home. I drove my 45 minutes back home after church that night. I stuck it in my Bible and I took it home. And that next morning I just sat there with it and I was like, who is this guy? Like he literally like, and it was for some lady's son.
Yeah.
Struggling, salvation, depression, all the things. And so I wrote out a prayer for this person that I may never ever see on this side of eternity. And that moment marked me because you as a man saw me as a woman and saw me and led me to Jesus.
And I still had no idea.
Oh no.
I was just being a friend. I was just being a brother in Christ. Like, and it sounds so weird for me even saying it like that, but the reality is like I really were. I was just being your bandmate. Yeah. I was just being, you know.
You're being yourself. Yeah. And who God's called you to be. Because that's the thing at the end of the day with any guy that's ever been in my life. And I'm sure you can say this too as you've grown with the Lord and been sanctified. Like, I just wanted to be the best example. So all these guys around me could say, hey, if there's a girl that comes into their life, Georgia wouldn't treat me that way. Georgia wouldn't speak to me that way. That's the kind of girl and example I've always wanted to be.
No, it's so crazy because even for my female friends, like, it was a lot of that. And even like recently, one of my friends literally broke up with her boyfriend because the way I proposed to you and the way I pursued you in our journey and our story she was reading, it made her break up with her boyfriend and realize
her.
I want more.
She deserves God's best. There's a difference between God's grace and God's blessing.
Yeah, we'll dig into that.
And we're going to dive into all that. But thank y'all for bearing with us. This is our first time together.
Yeah, so it's going to be long. So
It's going to be beautiful. So that happened in March. And right after that, we had Resurrection Sunday and our church went into full
because we had revival. sound check and sound check our pastor came out and she's like the glory of the Lord is here, something
don't
like that
stop, no, don't stop.
And we just kept worshiping
on stage.
We
went for 3.5 hours.
We did.
It was so powerful,
and I think that marked our church. Like, that was one of our marking moments,
pressing in to the Spirit in a way that we weren't going to look at a clock. We weren't going to stop music just because, oh, two songs are done, it's time for the offering and then a sermon. No, the days of that are far over for our church especially. And so literally after that, the church was in revival for 3 straight weeks.
And you went out of town.
But that first week, I was Papa out of town. Steve. Yeah, so my daddy retired last year, or I guess, 23. And so we had this trip planned out for literally the past 8 months.
Yeah.
So I was so frustrated with God, Ryan, because that was the 1 week that I didn't know if revival was going to keep going on, right? You pray it would. Crazy. But that was the 1 week I was gone, and I wrestled with God all week. I was like, why am I not there? Why am I not there? And you know what the Lord said?
What?
He said, your life is never going to be the same after this week. I need you to soak it up with your family. And I just thought to myself, okay.
I'm not crying. My eyes are just the fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little dust on it.
I thought the reason why my life was never going to be the same in my little finite mind was that my brother was about to propose to his girlfriend 2 days after we got back.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought that makes sense. Like, my brother's about to get married, like all the things. Never did I think it was about me.
Meeting the love of your life.
Meeting the love of my life. So meanwhile, every night I'm watching the live stream, watching you play drums. We're talking a little bit in the DMs back and forth, just like cordial, friendly, not even flirty, really.
Nah, because I was scared.
Why?
I think. You know, if you want something different, and guys, you have to see where my eyes, I apologize. If you want something different, you have to do it different, you know, and you can't do it the same way. So I felt like it was always like if you ever feel like a tense in your chest, every time I messaged you, it was like that.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a reminder of keeping it godly, pure, centered, real, but keeping it centered. And I think the Lord was still stewarding me to prepare myself for you.
I would wait and wait for you to message me back.
For real? That's crazy. Are you telling the truth? You never told me that, babe.
No, and you never told me that your chest would tighten.
Yeah.
No, like, for real, like, I would wait. I would check my Instagram a lot and be like, is he messaging me back? It would take you hours to respond to me.
Yeah,
and
I was playing the game. I had to play the game on that part. Yeah, I had to play the game. I had to be like, yo, I don't want to be too eager. Because I was eager. I mean,
that's just who I am, though.
Yeah, that's your personality. But I knew in that moment that the Lord was building something. I used to come home and tell Jay, I was like, I don't know why I'm liking this girl, but I think I like this girl.
Okay, pause. When I first joined that worship team, y'all, in October.
She has to tell this story.
I have to because it's so funny. So literally, Ryan tells the boys, so there's, what, three of y'all? He said, listen. And it's so funny that you're the one that said this.
It was four of us at the time.
Four of us, yeah. Four of y'all. And Ryan said, listen, none of us can date Georgia. You literally said that.
She's too Jesus.
You said that I was too in love with the Lord.
Yeah, she was like, because I've been through some things in life that I didn't know if our two worlds would even make sense. All of us, I knew my brothers, like I knew all of our journeys. And to steward me. Yeah, and that was the biggest thing. I like, you can't be with anybody. And that's the reality because everybody has a calling. I mean, let me rephrase this. Because our calling is to Jesus. Like, let's just...
Our calling is
to Jesus. Our purpose and destiny is what the Lord has given us. And I feel like our purpose and our destiny... I felt like yours was so heavy because the Lord has given you such an amazing platform, a platform that you didn't want. The Lord handed it to you. So I feel like everything that came with you, the right person, had to be the person. And at the time, I knew, oh, it couldn't be me. Mm-mm. Nah. Nah.
No.
All the praying, all the Bible journey of journaling and all that. Mm-mm. I was like, that's not where I'm at. I was like, that's not what I need. I just need.
But then as you fast forward to March and revival hits and we're messaging and then I come home, I was like, Mom, I'm going to go have coffee with Ryan. And she was like, oh, that the drummer, because, you know, they watch church from Arkansas, even though we're here in Tennessee. They join us every week on the stream. And I was like, yeah, I am. And I hadn't gone out with a boy in like a year.
Yeah.
Year and a half. So I was like, I genuinely didn't think it was a date. I mean, you didn't say it was a date. You just said, let's have coffee. And I understand coffee's very like casual and all that.
I think it's the most easiest thing because there's no pressure. I think when you start doing movies, dinner, like bowling, Penn's Mechanical type place in Nashville, like when you do things like that, those are more like a second date. You know what I'm saying? Because you can play and talk. But, like, I think first date should always be something that's light. I think even during the day.
Oh, because yeah. Then in
public. It just released the pressure.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you're doing that one-on-one at night and everything, it leaves room for the enemy, too. Yeah, but it just puts pressure. Yeah. Unnecessary pressure because you're trying to prepare, look good, all that. Trying to, you know, be your best. But I feel like coffee just breaks all of that down.
Yeah, and I genuinely thought this was just a band member wanting to really get to know me better. Like, I thought we were going to be better friends. Like, I did not know. Like, I genuinely didn't, because just little innocent me.
Babe,
was like,
that's so crazy. Yo, that is the most wildest
thing. No, I really did. But the Lord told me in my quiet time that morning, he said, Ryan's going to ask you about your story. Share.
I wish the Lord talked to me at that time, because he should have told me that I was going to have to grab my Bible.
Because so then I pull up, right? And I'm like, hey, I'm here. I was nervous, obviously. Hey, if you want, bring your Bible. I literally can't believe I said this. So embarrassing. I said, let's crack open the Word.
Yes. I was like, and my roommate, my brother, like, seriously, roommate is loose, brother is real. I say that's the real word to use. But my brother, Jay, was like, I locked out. Came in, he's like, that was quick. I said, bro, she asked me to bring my Bible.
He slammed the door.
And so she has to bring my Bible, man. I'm like, bro, I gotta find it. I gotta bend the pages a little bit, make it like I've been reading it. And I was, but I'm more digital than she is. So, like, for me, it was like everything is in my hand. So at the time, I was like frustrated. I was like, man, where is this
Get
Bible
the highlighter
at?
Out.
You know what I'm saying?
Highlight some things. Leviticus. Why are you highlighting bookmark? In Leviticus?
I'm like highlighting Genesis 1 and 1.
Yeah,
like,
in the beginning. But you brought your Bible.
I brought
and we
my
ended
Bible.
Up not even opening the Word. Like, we went up to the rooftop at this coffee shop.
I shared my story for like 10 minutes. And, yep. then I asked you. I was like, babe. I mean, not babe.
Not
I
babe.
Say babe now. But
yeah, you were
I
like,
was like,
tell me your story.
Yeah, tell me your story.
And I remember being so humbled.
It took you a minute, though. Because you literally said no one's ever asked you.
No.
Your story.
And that's the thing. Like, I've always been the friend that has listened, like, been the confidant. Like, I'll go to coffee with girls. And this is just me being vulnerable. Like, yeah. I'll go to coffee with girls and they'll talk for an hour and a half about themselves, but never ask me where I'm at. Mm. So I got used to that. I genuinely got used to, okay, well, it's just a one-sided friendship, and I say that loosely, I love all my friends, but there have been people that I've mentored where it's more of that relationship where they just need me to pour in, but it's never this reciprocal thing. Yeah. And I have incredible community and friends now, but when it came to sharing with a guy, there's not been, that's the thing, it's all been guys. It's never been a man that has been honestly ahead of me in some areas. Yeah. Not just in age, even though you are a little older, but like it took me by surprise.
Yeah.
But it also made me feel so good that I knew the voice of my father as he prepared me, because I definitely needed that, because I probably wouldn't have shared as vulnerably.
And I think from that moment, it helped me see you differently. It still helped me see you with the eyes of the Lord, but it helped me see you differently in the natural, to understand who Georgia Brown
and where I've been.
Yeah, because like, I mean, everybody sees the where beauty and the war room and all the things that you've been doing, mm-hmm. but like the heartache and pain that took for you to get there, the loneliness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like people, they don't get to hear that as much, or when they see it or they hear about it with the excitement of what you went through. And it's like, yeah, I went through this in my life and I'm good and everything. But in those moments of when there wasn't a smile, there was a frown.
Lots of tears.
You know what I'm saying? Lots of tears. And it's crazy because I think about the years, like the time where you were at, I can remember in my life where I was like crying. I was seeking the Lord. I was living in a place I didn't want to live in. I was walking through things and still trying to be an amazing dad and show up and be strong and spend as much time. And it's just, I could, like, hearing your stories and hearing my story, I'm like, wow, we were in two different places, literally in two different cities. But at the same time, the Lord was doing some real healing and breakthroughs through our lives.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry. That was...
No, don't ever apologize. That's beautiful. And it's true. Like, those tears, like, so many people discount tears and they don't want to cry. But first of all, why are you keeping that tear jar empty for the Lord when he says, like, I will bottle them up? The second thing is when with those tears, it waters the soil of your heart. Mm-hmm. And it helps nourish the ground so that new growth can take place.
And we need it.
And
it's
we
healing.
Need it. It is so healing.
I probably have cried more in the last 2 years than I have in my life. Like, for real. I've had moments where I've cried. But I could probably say, like, almost every week at some point I cried. Still, to this day.
And it honestly brings you to a place of intimacy and vulnerability with the Lord, where you're not afraid to hide from him.
Yeah.
And from people.
Yeah.
And to feel comfortable even with you, like, crying in front of you, it at first was very hard for me. Not wearing makeup around you was hard for me. Like, we'll get to all these things. But I think, too, another episode I would love to dive into is I haven't fully shared my story with publicly because I wanted to honor my husband and I wanted to just share my story with him first. And so now that I've done that, like, I'm actually really excited and
that's beautiful.
Scared, but beautiful. And so maybe you can interview me. And if you'd let me, I'd love to be able to have your story on here too, because where the Lord has brought you has been so beautiful.
And I've told that story so many times though, but it's fine.
It never gets old. And that's what's so beautiful, is sharing your story with your community and with people that actually genuinely say, hey, what is your story?
Yeah.
It brings glory to God.
Yeah.
And that's all we want to do, is bring glory and honor to him in and through all things, because it's the word of our testimony, the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony.
Yeah.
So we went straight to church and we had another night of revival. And what's so beautiful is, honestly, Ryan, I saw you completely different.
For real?
In the best way. And I don't know how you felt about me, but I was leading worship. I led it from this new place of intimacy with you, not in like a bad way or like a sexual way, just honestly in a way of emotionally, I knew who you were and I could beseech the throne of God in a new way with my brother on the same altar platform and with the people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I feel like for me though, it was the Lord was, and I say this this is the best way. The Lord was shifting my heart towards you after our first encounter. So of us like one-on-one eating and having coffee, and I knew the Lord was shifting my heart. So when it came to worship, I got to see you in a different light as well. But I started seeing you as, this is not just my friend at church, this
the bouncy girl,
this can be potentially
yeah
my partner.
Wow.
You know, and that's all. I know it's a lot to say after one encounter, but you know, it's so cliche, but it's true. When you know, you know.
It really is true, and I never understood what people I
never either. I was like, that's so cliche. Like, yeah, you when you know, you know.
And too, like the Lord, like man makes his plans, but the Lord establishes his steps.
Yeah.
And we both had made our plans.
I think too, babe. Like, I'm living out my plan that I planned when I was 13. I was thinking about this today. As you know, trying to get my mind wrapped around this, that I was going to do this with you today. I always wanted to lead my family. So I always wanted to provide the home. I wanted to, you know, just lead in every aspect as much as possible, because my goal is for you not to have to carry a lot of the weight or feel like you have to do it all by yourself. And I know moments you feel like that because just working and all that, but you know, preparing the way was so important to me
at 13,
because even for my mom, you know, I always call her, and she'll joke about it, I call her my daughter, because like I wanted to, you know, I was like, mom, no, I got you. I said, when I make it or I got this, you ain't never have to worry, which is.
And tell me about that. Why was that? Because she raised
me. I mean, my dad lived in Philadelphia. When we lived in St. Louis, so you know, clearly they were divorced. So my mom she raised us.
She was your rock.
Yeah, and she was like my best friend. I remember it so vividly when I was like 15. I had a worker's permit. I don't know if they still do those anymore.
I think
this is how old I am, but they had a worker's permit at the time, and I was working at Ponderosa Steakhouse, and I was a dishwasher, and I think my first check was like $800. And my mom called me. She was like, yo, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm on lunch. She was like, I need to swing by. So she swung by the job and just check up on me, make sure I see how I'm doing, because I'm working my first job, like real job. And I got paid. I went to like where I'm from, the little corner store, to cash a check so you can get in cash so you can put in the bank, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a little wad of cash on me. And I was like, what's up, mom? You know what I'm saying? And I gave my mom some money and it felt good. And it was like, man, I'm providing.
Yeah, you at felt 13. Like a man.
Yeah, at man. 15. I had my mom helped me start my own lawn business at like 10, 11, 12. You know, she made me print out flyers and everything and put on people's doors. And so she was so invested. So my heart is always to give back, but I always wanted to lead. Mm-hmm. And that's what I knew the Lord wanted me to do. And when I met you, I got to do that.
Babe.
Sorry.
No, don't ever.
It's an honor. No, it truly is. It's an honor to get to lead you, and not like in a submissive distorted way that the way we create it now, the culture has created it to be, and make it sound like so bad, because it's not. And I'll stand on that 100, like 100 with it, like 10 toes down, like it's not. But when you lead with the Lord and you get to when you lead with the Lord and you lead with the person the Lord designed you to be with, it makes you want to do anything. You can literally, I know it sounds like a superhero, but you can literally walk through walls.
Yeah. And when you find that right person, like after that, I love you.
I love you too, babe. Sorry. I was hoping we never get to this part.
But here's the thing, like from 13 to where you were when you met me was 33.
Yeah.
A lot of life happened. A lot of distortion.
Yeah.
A lot of hurt. A lot of having to man up.
And let me say this too. I thank God for all my stand-in fathers and my seasonal fathers.
Yeah.
They'll be at the wedding, but like, and they all played a very intricate part in my growth. My dad was always there. My dad has always been my dad. Like, I'm thankful. I can honestly say he's always been there. But in the part of my day-to-day, because he lived so far away, the Lord has brought certain fathers in my life, because my mom prayed for that. She knew she couldn't do it on her own, so yeah, she prayed for men to come in and step in and show me how to be
a man,
you know. And it was a lot, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's beautiful. I mean, your journey is just beautiful, and it's yours.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful. I'm so unbelievably grateful. And so to know that was the purest heart's desire of yours at 13, as a little young boy, like yeah, not even understanding where life would bring you, take you through the highs and the lows to where you are now, like it really is the goodness of God.
Yeah.
To remember you, he never forgot you. And I think so many of us, like even for me, why am I gonna cry, we think we were forgotten.
Oh, 100%.
We think like, Lord, like, what about me? The people around you are getting married or having the children or getting that job or promotion, and you either feel like you're in this pit, but you got to remember Joseph was in the pit before the palace.
I go even deeper when you see somebody with somebody you wanted to be with and you feel like you can be good to them. I had to walk through that. When I watched, I was like, Lord, like, that should be me. Why are they getting that? They treat them like crap. Excuse me for saying that. I'm sorry, babe.
No, it's okay. Crap's fine. It's not a bad word.
But I had to walk through that too, because it also created, the enemy also used that as moment as a try to create
any kind of door.
Yeah, to create insecurity and make you feel like you're not good enough. But then you don't hear the Lord's voice in the midst of that sometimes, because when the enemy is talking, you know, the enemy is still, I mean, like, when the enemy is talking, like, the Lord is still there. He's still present. He's still speaking too. But the enemy, you're so focused on the enemy's voice,
you feel so much louder.
Yeah. And I felt like in that season, I walked through a lot of that. Honestly, 2022, I can honestly say it was a year of rejection. I can honestly say that now.
And that rejection.
And I just got that.
Projection.
I just got that right now. Yeah. Oh gosh. Like, for real, for real.
You wouldn't be here.
Yeah. I got into other habits, but yes. Yes. Because I didn't know how, I never felt that type of rejection before. I felt church rejection and all that. But what your heart desires, rejection is what got me. And my heart desired to be married, have a wife, have somebody I can count on, be my best friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, me too. I mean, I have been waiting on this one guy to ask me out for like a year.
Yeah.
And it just would never happen.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks before you and I, he asked me out.
Yeah, that was, and you, we were messaging then.
And I said, oh, this guy asked me out.
Yeah.
Should I go?
I was like, yeah.
I wanted him to say no, y'all.
Yeah.
But this is, again, knowing the voice of the Father. As you heard the Lord say, this is your wife. And as you heard the Lord say, don't go, or you're going to get this girl pregnant. And yeah, your whole life's going to change. You're going to miss your wife.
Yeah. And I can honestly say, no, I swear, I told myself I wasn't going to cut, like,
cry.
Like, you cry and then, like, cut you off like you cut me off all the time because you'd be so excited. But I didn't want to miss you.
Yeah.
I didn't want to miss you. And I didn't know who you were, but I didn't want to miss you.
Yeah. Because you don't know what you'll miss with the Lord.
Yeah.
And so many people don't get to God's blessing because
and they think
they
have it.
Yeah.
They think they have it, and understand our hearts. Like, we don't have the rules to be married. Like, we don't know.
We're
like,
not even married. We're not even.
But we're talking about just the process of what the Lord did. Like, you lose. You don't know until you know from the Lord, and that's just what it is.
And so many people don't wait on Him, and He says, "Wait on Me, and I will renew your strength." And so many people are running out of their own strength and just.
And
truly,
you'll get it.
Running on
God
fumes.
Will grace it. God will grace it because
that's who God is.
Yeah, He loves you so much, and that's, people can't fathom that.
Yeah,
He loves you so much to say, okay, you want to go through that door? That's fine. I will still be here when you fall.
Yeah,
and I will still be here no matter what.
And He honors covenants. So if you just up and decide to go get married, okay, cool.
The Bible talks about it. He honors that.
Yeah.
He honors man and wife getting married. He loves that. So He delights in it. He loves it. But the other part of it is what we don't talk about.
God, was this who you wanted me to be with? And that's a whole nother level.
Because what you, I can honestly say this, being with you, always wanted to be a man of God. But now I'm a godly man of God. And I'm learning the difference in that is where I'm wanting more. And not just of His presence, but to lead you with Him. Like, our relationship is like, we always say this, and we say it, like, if He's not in the center of it, ooh, we can't handle the weight.
No.
Because, and it's not talking about the destiny and all that purpose, just us being together. Because us just being together in the natural is just so much. We do so much in the natural. So, and our personalities are so different. Our choices are so different.
Literally.
This is nothing but the Lord.
Yeah.
So he sits in the middle of everything that we have. So if we remove Him, this falls. This is dead.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do this on my own strength.
No, me either. And I've never really asked that question. Can I date this person? Because you think it's so harmless. If they're in church, you think, okay, it's fine. But it is not.
Or if you have a connection.
Yeah. Or why not? You know, yeah. Instead of asking the Lord, does this please you?
Yeah.
Does this bring honor and glory to you? Because if it doesn't pass the double test of Romans 8:28, for our good and for your ultimate glory, asking the Lord first, is this for your glory alone? And would this be for my good?
Y'all, can I say, this girl is such a Bible reader. It's crazy how much word she takes in. It's very inspiring, honestly. I mean, thank God for our pastors, too. They make it very inspiring. They make it desirable to want to be in with the Lord's word and carry it. But, baby, it's awesome to hear you quote. Like, I stumble quoting. But
no,
hear
you I mean, quote. We're all so
But when you do it, though, it's like, gosh, I'd be like, Lord, I admire her so
but
much.
But see, isn't that the beauty of relationships, too? It should want us to sharpen each other.
Oh, 100%.
With you, I know God's voice so clearly from just being with him. I knew that I needed a man that heard his voice so clearly, and you hear the Lord's voice so clearly. So even when you told me, like, go on, you can go on a date with that guy, sure. I knew the Lord's voice so clearly that after I hung up the phone with this guy saying, finally, you know, the Holy Spirit said, if you go, my hand is off you.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds serious. Like, does that mean we're going to get in a car wreck on the way there? Does this mean I'm going to miss my husband? Like, what does this mean? But here's the thing. We don't have to fully understand to obey. Are you just going to obey?
Like you know his voice. Like you know his voice enough to know. Like, first thing, let's be real. The enemy's not going to tell you not to go. He's going to tell you to go.
Yeah.
He's going to always tell you to go.
And your flesh will tell you to go.
And tell you to go.
So who are you listening to?
Who you listen to. So when you hear you shouldn't go. You shouldn't go. Like, now, if it's talking about going to church and it says you shouldn't go, you know what
you
that
know
is.
You know who that is.
That ain't the Lord. You know, in case the Lord has you in a specific season. When I mean specific, very specific season where he needs to tuck you away, which I have walked through that. And I'll share that one day in my journey, about my journey. But when you know the voice of the Lord, you have to. So my question for you, and I wasn't going to interview you, but when you heard that, let's go piece by piece.
Yeah.
When you heard that, take me out the equation. What were you thinking? What were you feeling in that moment?
Oh, I was mad.
Yeah.
I was mad because at this point we hadn't gone out for that coffee yet, you know? And I'm just like, God, this seems like a good thing. He seems like the perfect person for me. Like, genuinely, like, did I want it to be him? Yeah, I genuinely did. I genuinely did, but he didn't really want me. Yeah. Like, and this is something with you. Like, if you wanted to, you would. Like, it made you want to be the better man. And we'll get to this. But you cut off all those other girls because you saw what you want. You weren't going to hesitate, and you were going to go after it.
Yeah.
And so with the Lord, there is not confusion. And for a year, there was confusion of, like, do you like me? Am I good enough for you? Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So I was mad at God. I was like, he wants to take me to a Christian concert. Like, this seems great. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, it's Christian. Why is it a bad thing? Why isn't it for me? You know? Yeah. And so I was frustrated at the Lord, but deep down I was like, okay. I just knew his voice so clearly. I didn't want to miss whatever he had for me. So I'm like, whatever. Okay, yeah. I won't go. And I didn't. And I'm so glad I did, because literally 2 weeks later, 14 days.
Let's get to it. I know you want to. You've been itching.
Go ahead. Let's get to coffee.
After coffee.
Okay, after coffee. We were still in full-blown revival. And May 4th.
Yeah.
There was May 4th and May 5th. May 4th was the day before. And this man was like, hey, Ryder's going to be here next week, and I really need to get him some new swimming trunks. Will you go with me to the mall?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, sure, let's do it. So we get to the mall. I'll tell my side of the story, and then you can tell yours.
You're good.
So we get to the mall, and y'all, literally, we're walking through Opry Mills Mall, and we stop in the middle of the mall. Y'all, I changed like 4 times. I didn't know what to wear because I was like hanging out with this guy. And I at this point, he's cool. And I really liked him. But I didn't admit to myself that I liked him yet. I just really thought, I have so much peace when I'm around him. I feel safe. Like, I feel safe as a woman. Like, I felt cared for, seen. I was very much out of my comfort zone with.
You know what's crazy? And I'm sorry. What made me think too, like, going back to the mess, and it just hit me just now, but when you were about going on a date with the guy, I remember in that moment, it was like, in my process, I was thinking, man, I just, even if she's not my person, I just want to learn how to honor a woman.
Because you didn't know how.
I didn't know how to honor. Mm. I didn't know how to steward even a godly female friendship. You know, I ruined those, you know, because of how much distortion I had in my life. So I knew for a fact with you, even if we didn't get to be together, it was a test for me, but I can do it.
Yeah. Without crossing any lines.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Sorry. Go ahead, baby.
That's beautiful. Oh, I love you.
Love you too.
How about we get married?
I know. Right? Okay. Seriously.
So we're walking through the mall and we stop walking. And this man looks at me and says, "We're actually not here for Ryder. We're here for you." I was like, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, you're going to be 24 next week. And this was going to happen at some point or another because I love fashion," he said. "And you need to discover who you are as a young woman in your fashion, because after you shared your story with me, you wear clothes that are a little too baggy, a little childish, and you haven't really wanted to grow up because of the things that you've been through. So today, I want you to discover who you are as a young woman and what you like." And in that moment, I started just crying. Like, tears just, I wasn't even trying. They just, something broke in me as he spoke life into an area that no one.
That was the Lord.
No one has spoken into before. It felt like I had open heart surgery right there. All the way down, just ripped it out of my chest. But it had to be you.
Yeah.
And so what made you say that?
Well, it's a lot to unpack. I think the season I was in, I'm not in that season anymore, but the season I was in, the Lord was making me a man that leads and that hears his voice. Previously, before, let's just go back before, just real quick, I was doubting the voice of the Lord a lot. And I went on a trip to visit my mother and my sister in Redding, California, and I was at a church, and they literally, you know, you get prayed for at the end of service, and this lady spoke to me, and she was laughing when she said it. She was like, she said, "I don't know why you doubt the voice of the Lord. The Lord said you hear him so clearly. That's why he loves you so much. He loves talking to you because you hear him so clearly. Like, you don't need to doubt his voice." Mm-hmm. When you think he's talking to you, he is talking to you.
Yeah.
That's him talking to you. So I start pressing into that. So when it came to you, I always wanted to say the right things. I never want to say the wrong things, you know, and I knew that you needed a man of God, but you needed a man, you know, not somebody that says like, "I'm a man." Like, no, you need a man, and you needed somebody that can lead you, but lead you to Christ, not lead you in further or take you back to where you was before. You need somebody to lead you to Christ and lead and call you deeper. So in that moment when I got with you, I always wanted to have encounters. I always wanted us to walk away with something. Either it was from me walking away with something with you, or you walking away with me.
Really?
Yeah. So in the Lord just kept speaking. He kept giving me these flashes and these visions and stuff. And I started seeing the person you were going to be and how you were going to dress and all this other stuff. And I was just...
Because that was the one thing that was keeping him from liking me, just in his flesh,
Yes, in my flesh.
Because you had been with girls that definitely were not me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's so wild.
Well, no, it's just true. It's just true. Like, the reality is, like, that's why I never imagined us together, because I was little Miss Me, just who God's called me to be, and you were you, which is a beautiful thing. But you even went to your mentors and was like, "I'm 33 years old, and this girl dresses like she's 12. Like, what?
Yeah, I struggled with that because it was just, there was a maturity, and then I had an idea of what a musician wife should look like. So it was like what I see.
But that also could be an idol.
And it was an idol thing. And the Lord had to remove it. He removed it. He removed it for a short season. And then let me get it back. But in the way, yeah, he did. He let me get it back because you killing it, baby. But I think.
I do love clothes now. There's so much freedom in it. And I didn't know that there was freedom in it.
Because you didn't. You seen it, but you didn't have the information. know what I'm saying? You didn't have the information, you didn't understand it because you felt it needed to be this way. If it wanted to be like this, it needs to be like this.
But the reality was I didn't want to grow up.
Yeah.
So you, the Lord was so speaking through you because I didn't want to.
Because I didn't know beautiful. Half the things I was even saying.
I didn't want to feel desirable. And that takes me back. There was a Wednesday right before this happened, like 2 days before. And he looked at me, and you know that look, like I could see the beauty in his eyes. It wasn't lust. It was pure admiration in his eyes, the way he looked at me. And I literally said to the Lord, I cringed, and I was like, Lord, I don't want him to look at me. I felt dirty, even though it wasn't a look of lust. It was a look of admiration that he was looking at me. There's a difference, and you know it. You know. And the Lord just so sweetly said to me, it's a good thing to be desirable.
Yeah.
And I had to hold back tears. Like, we were about to start rehearsal at church. It was a Wednesday night. And genuinely, because I didn't want to feel beautiful or desirable because of my past or past things that had happened to me or I had done. And so as a woman, it is a good thing to be desirable. You're the last thing God created. Yeah. Man and woman were designed for each other, for unity, to reflect heaven.
Yeah.
So that is a good thing. And so for you to say that, the rest of the day when we went shopping through the mall, I was dead silent.
Yeah, no, you were quiet.
I was dead silent.
You were just I'm here. It was more of you just here. But when the Lord spoke to me and said that, and to answer your question, when the Lord spoke to me and had me say that to you, that was clearly him. But I didn't know the depths of where it was, how much it meant to you. I knew what it meant to me because I was like, okay, Lord, you get it. You know what I need, but he was like, it's bigger than that. It's so bigger than that. And it's so beautiful how much the Lord protects us,
mm-hmm.
And covers us and clothes us.
Seriously.
It's so beautiful to get that perspective now. And it's something that, you always wanted early on. You wanted it for me. I wanted it early on. I wanted to understand. But when watching you walk through that, I remember we was in the mall and I was like, yo, what type of sneakers? So I picked your leg up and had them I put the shoes on for you and tied them and see how you felt about it.
You're like, size 7, please. And I was like, who is this man? Yeah. Taking charge.
Yeah. And it was, and I just wanted you to try on a day because you had a book, you had a speaking engagement. So you had to get ready for it. And, I ended up getting maybe one or two things for Ryder, and I got me some shorts and stuff. That was it. And then you were looked at some stuff. You was like, I'll come back. And then and I knew, I was like, she's not going to want to come back because I knew that I was pressing in an area that was sensitive for you.
Oh, yeah. It hurt.
Yeah.
It was painful, but there's so much beauty in that pruning process so that more things can bear fruit. It's, and that's just John 15
in its
finest. And so then we headed straight to church. We were still in revival. And that same day.
Same day. We got our sound check. I needed something to drink.
And he was like, we need to go right now. Can we go to the gas station?
Yeah,
I need
the
a
Lord,
drink
the
right
Lord,
now.
The Lord told me. The Lord, well, I was feeling it. And I was like, I was like, Lord, I can't waste any time. I knew there was an urgency with us. I didn't know what it was or why, but there was always an urgency with the Lord. And when it came to me and you, and I knew for a fact, I was like, man, I'm feeling this. I'm just going to tell her and just lay it out. Cause that's my personality. I'm like, hey, I'll lay it out. I'll just tell you what it is. You pick up from whatever from the table, but I'm just going to lay it out and I'm walk away from it.
And that's maturity. That's maturity right there. And
because I didn't want to play the game of back and forth. Oh, I don't really know. Cause that's playing with your heart. I don't have time to play with your heart. I'm a grown man. I don't have time to play with your heart. So I knew where I wanted to be. I knew who I wanted, but I had to make sure that it was the Lord, because if it wasn't the Lord and I was supposed to be just your friend, I would have had to turn that off and just be your friend.
Wow. Because this could have gone two ways.
It could have gone rejection. You add to it because you wouldn't have been in the place to receive that.
Or reciprocated.
Yeah.
Or you could have heard from the Lord and you could have been like, even though I like you, I can't do this. We can't hang out one-on-one again. Honestly. So the fact that this even happened, we got in the car.
Yeah.
We started going to the gas station and you just said out of nowhere, you said,
I don't know what capacity that I'm supposed to be in your life,
but I know, like you.
But I know I like you.
And yeah. I was driving. You dropped this bomb on me.
Yeah, she hit the stairwell. She's like, I know! I know!
Now do I, what else did I say?
I forgot, babe.
I know. I just want to know.
Yeah.
And you said, no. With so much peace and confidence, but subtle and soft. Yeah. It was like everything I needed. No. I'm the man, and the Lord will tell me. Yeah.